Buongiorno, Italy, and welcome to the Debt Crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Stocks in Italy are plummeting and borrowing costs are rising amid fears that Europe's third largest economy is the next domino to fall in the debt crisis. Analysts are concerned that Italy's $2.2 trillion of debt would be too much for other countries to cover with a bailout. For more, let's bring in Isabella Bufacchi. She's a journalist with the financial newspaper Il Sole 24 Ore, and she is with us from Rome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the stock market in Milan has fallen to its lowest level in more than 2 years. Has this crisis caught Italians by surprise?
I must say, yes. I think the Italians and myself were all quite shaken because the stock exchange fall has been very rapid and huge. And also our treasuries, our government bonds, the prices are going down very quickly. Now, we hear a lot of headlines on TV, Italy under attack. And we kind of are used to this because when we had our currency, lira, we were often under attack. But when we entered into the euro, we thought we were going into kind of a golden age where we were safe. And I think this is kind of a shock to find out that even inside the euro, we can be under attack.
Even as you have these debt crises developing in countries all around you.
Yes, but we're a country that has been handling high debt for a long time, and our capability to pay back our debts has never been put in doubt. So actually, there is a contagion now coming from Greece and Ireland and Portugal, which are countries that were in a condition not to be able to repay their debts.
Now, Italy is a much bigger economy than some of the other economies in Europe that are in trouble. Is it the sense there that Italy is too big to be bailed out and it's going to have to solve this problem on its own?
We're too big to fail. But we must also remember that Italy has got a big GDP, is a big country, but it was also one of the economies that was hit the least during the worst crisis after the Second World War. We didn't have a real estate bubble. Our banking system is incredibly solid. Even politics now, with Berlusconi's government, they're fighting all the time. Well, what's new? And still Italy, with its old structural problems, has got a high reputation. All the bonds that we issue are always bought. So we're too big to fail, but we're not on bankruptcy, actually. We're quite fine.
Isabella Bufacchi, a journalist with the financial newspaper Il Sole 24 Ore. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across the globe this morning on that news from Italy, about 2% lower in Frankfurt and Paris. Alcoa has kicked off corporate earnings season here in this country with an announcement that its profit more than doubled last quarter. The aluminum giant says strong growth in Asia is making up for sagging demand in Europe and North America. Stocks on Wall Street took a tumble yesterday. The Dow fell 151 points to close at 12,505.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day. On the web at Manta.com. And by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com.
The Girl Scouts are selling more than just cookies these days. Money is tight, and so the non-for-profit group is taking a cue from corporate America. The Girl Scouts are merging local groups and selling off part of their most valuable asset, land, as in the Scouts' much-loved summer camps. Marketplace's Sally Herships has the story.
Amber Harrison is a 15-year-old Girl Scout in Ohio. Her mom, Kathleen, is her troop leader. They're standing in front of a local Girl Scout camp, Halakha, about 45 minutes outside of Cleveland.
And over here we have the lodge where all the cooking is done.
Latrines.
And of course we have the latrines.
Everything is green and peaceful, but camps are expensive to run, and local Girl Scout councils around the country are selling off camps like Halakha.
I wish they could tell them that this isn't what we want. We don't want this.
Five camps in the Harrison's area have been sold. and 5 more are on the list, leaving just 2. But the local Girl Scout Council says it has a plan to take profits from the sales and give their remaining camps a makeover, creating what it calls premier leadership centers. One of the first things to be renovated would be the latrines.
If they gave them a survey and said, would you like flush toilets? Every single one of my girls would say yes. But do they need flush toilets?
Nationally, membership in the Girl Scouts is down.
When occupancy's down, you study why occupancy's down. And sometimes it's facilities.
Brent Gardner is on the board of directors of the Harrison's local council. Locally, Gardner says, they're not seeing as many campers as they'd like. He says the camps his council is responsible for are from the 1940s and 50s, when there were 30 girls in a troop.
Well, today's troops are, 10, 9, 7, 13.
Gardner says many of the local camps are in poor shape. Fixing them up would cost the council $30 million. It wants camps to include aquatic programs, computer labs, and communications facilities. The Harrisons are more the latrine type.
It wouldn't be the same. Like, if we had hot water and stuff, and like, it would just be like camping at home.
But the Girl Scouts National Office says today's parents want camp to include a learning aspect. And sometimes the great outdoors might not be enough. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, to the Round Valley State Park in New Jersey. Well, right next to it anyway, where one resident is having a tough time with Google Maps. The website is directing people who want to visit the park right to her driveway, like one person who pulled a trailered boat up at 6:45 on a Sunday morning. Last summer, she had to put up 4 signs telling people it was a private driveway, and now she has spent $125 on an 8-foot traffic barricade and a sign that says, "Not park entrance, private driveway, Google Maps is wrong." A Google spokesperson told NJ.com the company is on the case, but it might be a while before the problem is fixed. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If the economic future of a country is only as strong as the spirit of its entrepreneurs, then China is going to do just fine.
In the future, all women who buy the things in the internet will be our customer.
You're sure of that?
I'm sure of that.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Sky's the limit, a metaphor for the times. Our China series, The 5-Year Plan, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.